people, it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy. I'm Chris Adam One, and welcome to another fantastic, extraordinary episode of I'm Chris Adam One podcast. How y'all living? I'm living swell. I believe this is 189, if memory serves me. But if I'm wrong, I'll put the correct number in the description. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Rate, comment, subscribe. Please get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me, by sharing it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Get at me. Hit the subscription button, as well as giving it an extraordinary review. Give it a 5-star rating. Recommend it, share it, retweet it, like it, follow it. All right, now we got all that up out of the way. I started struggling, tailing off, as you can clearly tell. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about some recent news that came to light. The Los Angeles Lakers got swept by the Denver Nuggets. You know, Stevie Wonder can see this. Now, I will say this on my YouTube channel. I'm Chris Adon. Well, Just My Opinion Podcast. That's my sports YouTube channel. Go check that out if you could, if you would. I gave a recap before the series even started. I picked the Denver Nuggets. And the reason why I picked the Denver Nuggets was simple. They had the better team. They had the better stars, and styles make fights. And a lot of people were flipping this question, and a lot of these analysts, a lot of these fans flipped the question, and they said, "Well, who does the Denver Nuggets have that could stop Anthony Davis?" Who the Denver Nuggets have to stop one LeBron James? I believe this is his 20-plus season. This guy has been phenomenal. An ambassador on and off the court. Has done a lot of extraordinary things in his career. And the concrete isn't dried yet. He's got a way to go. You heard me? So with that being said, a lot of people flipped that question. My initial question was, the hell with all that? Who does the Los Angeles Lakers have to defend the Joker, Jamal Murray? Who do the Los Angeles Lakers have to do that? Okay? That's the question I pose to the nation out there before the series even started. Now, ultimately, I picked the Denver Nuggets. I at least thought this was going to make it to 5 games. Maybe 6. Definitely not 7. Because I felt like the Denver Nuggets were the better team. Folks, the Denver Nuggets beat the LeBron James Los Angeles Lakers in a sweep. And you know how all of these LeBron James witnesses would tell you, well, you know, all LeBron James does is break records. Well, here's a record LeBron James is not too thrilled to have. And a lot of people out there hate to admit, LeBron James has been swept in 3 different decades, folks. In 3 different decades, LeBron James has been swept. Now, a lot of the people are saying, well, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. Did I say decades? In 3 different years, LeBron James has been swept. And a lot of people were saying, well, wait a minute. It happened to the greatest player of all time, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, happened to him twice. And let's put some context in your excuse. When it happened to Michael Jeffrey Jordan, they were playing game fives, not game sevens. So now you have to understand the magnitude of LeBron James being swept in a seven-game series. Put some light into that description right there. Now, a lot of people, including Shannon Sharp, would say, well, you know, LeBron James has set the standard. You know, LeBron James, the oldest NBA player, I mean, not the oldest NBA player, but a superstar who's playing in his 20th season, 20 plus season. He's setting a standard. He's still putting up his stats. He's still doing him. Father Time has not distinguished LeBron James' stat line. Folks, you do know that in this era, LeBron James, in this era, there's zero hand check. If you look at a player wrong, they're going to blow the whistle on you. So, and the game is not slowed down. Literally, there's nights where teams are just going back and forth trying to outscore one another. And that's where, and when I did my review on this before they even played one game, I said to people, yo, if LeBron James wants to win this series, I highly doubt that they were going to win the series, but they will have a greater chance of winning the series if they slow the game down, not play into the strengths of the Denver Nuggets, similar to what LeBron James did with the Golden State Warriors when he was a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He played into the strength of the Golden State Warriors by playing a high, fast tempo game. Well, you're playing to the strengths of the Golden State Warriors. Of course they want to go up and down the court. Of course they want to try to outscore you. They did outscore you. I said then what I said a couple of days ago. If Los Angeles Lakers play a half-court game, make every possession matter, they could have at least won one game, possibly two. Possibly stretching this. They could be possibly playing right now. That's a lot of possibilities. But LeBron James, simply just, and the Los Angeles Lakers, which, by the way, give a plug to Rob Pelinka. If the Los Angeles, and I said this in my live stream as well, if the Los Angeles Lakers make it to the Western Conference Finals or even the NBA Finals, they should have a statue for Rob Pelinka, because Rob Pelinka done some extraordinary things to that Los Angeles Lakers roster. That was they was pretty much capsized of one trading away a lot of their talent that could have really benefited the Los Angeles Lakers last year, the year before, by trying to please one LeBron James when LeBron James wanted Russell Westbrook. Everyone, including their mama, their auntie, and their grandmama, knew that this was not going to work, folks. Everyone. From sea to shining sea. Everyone knew that this was not going to work. But whatever LeBron James wants, The Los Angeles Lakers office, front office, had to provide. I don't think Rob Pelinka was fully on board of getting Russell Westbrook. I don't think ownership was fully on board of getting Russell Westbrook. Whatever LeBron James wanted, they had to deliver. And the moment that they got Russell Westbrook, before they could even play a single game, they were already back-channeling, trying to get Russell Westbrook off their hands, who had 2 years at that time on a huge, massive contract that no one even wanted. Folks, when it was all said and done, they were literally begging teams to take Russell Westbrook. Now, they finally traded Russell Westbrook due to large part. It was halfway into this season. And after this season, you know, he's done. This contract is done. Now they signed. Now they traded him to the Utah Jazz, which Utah Jazz got a buyout for him. He agreed to a buyout. And he went, he became a free agent. The Los Angeles Clippers picked him up. He done some decent things with the Los Angeles Clippers. Does this mean that he's going to return to the Los Angeles Clippers next year? I don't know. But it is what it is. But now, I think Rob Pelinka deserves a Golden Globe, an Oscar. He deserves a ring from either team, from the East or to the West. He definitely deserved Executive of the Year to get rid of Russell Westbrook, to keep one of his draft picks, and to have a legit NBA roster. Guys who can actually play in the NBA. So they made a run. And they made a run in the second half. And they started off as cellar dwellers. Then they finally got a playoff spot. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies. They beat the Golden State Warriors. But I knew they didn't want these problems with the Denver Nuggets. Couldn't beat the Denver Nuggets. They got swept. Gentlemen swept with the Denver Nuggets. A lot of things went down. Most importantly, LeBron James is pretty much, you know, talking and discussing about possibly retiring from the NBA. Now, that is bad, folks. To go from the mightiest of highs to the bottomest low. To talk about now you're mulling over whether or not to retire. I think that was genius, a genius PR move for LeBron James. People are not really too much talking about how the Los Angeles Lakers lost that series. People are not pretty much talking about LeBron James, particularly in game one and game two, when he jacked a bunch of threes up. I think those two games were pivotal, was a pivot but LeBron James jacked those threes up, didn't even average. LeBron James once again playing to his weaknesses, but it is what it is. I feel like those two games, what really started the foundation of the other two games. Now, a lot of statisticians and a lot of hardcore LeBron James fans, hardcore Laker fans, are going to say the following. Oh, well, you know, they were in every game.
true.
They were in every game, but it's not about were you in a bunch of games. It's really about the final result, the W or the L. Which one did your team choose at the conclusion of each and every last one of these games? Now there's word of possibly trading Anthony Davis. Which if you trade Anthony Davis, you might as well just say LeBron is definitely retiring. Now the Los Angeles Lakers have a lot of things at their disposal, what they're going to be doing in the offseason. And then you're going to hear this, you're going to see this song and dance of Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss having long-term discussions with LeBron James to uno reverse his decision on whether or not to retire. You're going to have that playing out through the summer. You're also going to be having discussions in the rumor mill of the possibility of Anthony Davis being traded. Once again, you're going to have discussions in the rumor mill of maybe Kyrie Irving playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. Which, by the way, in game three, people were already talking about trading for Kyrie Irving. Like, that is, I mean, like, that's going to automatically change your fortune. I feel like it's going to answer, I feel like it's going to give you more questions than answers. And just think about for a second what you have to lose to get Kyrie Irving. And then next year you got a lot of question marks. How many games can LeBron James play? Do we have to put LeBron James on a minute restriction? Maybe he can't play a full game. Definitely we're putting Anthony Davis on a minute restriction. Is Anthony Davis going to falter and get and have a major injury that he's going to miss a lot of time in the regular season? And now if you trade for Kyrie Irving, is Kyrie Irving going to take time off? PTO. So you're really going to have more questions than answers. And if this team legit can run it back and make it to the Western Conference Finals, when all of the other teams in the West are somewhat better or in better situations. Let's talk about the teams that are in better situations. Sacramento is in a better situation than the Los Angeles Lakers. Memphis, depending on whether or not how long Ja Morant's going to be suspended, I think the Los Angeles Lakers are a smidge better than the Memphis Grizzlies. They have their turmoil that they have to deal with in the offseason. The Golden State Warriors, obviously, they're going to be making moves. I'm not too sure Jordan Poole is going to be with the Golden State Warriors in the fold of things. The Houston Rockets, there's been reports that James Harden wants to go back to Houston. James Harden with Ime Udoka plus those young guns equals the Rockets going to be really contending. The Nuggets ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. Teams on the outside looking in, the Utah Jazz, they're rebuilding for the future. San Antonio Spurs, they got the first pick. They're going to get Victor. So there goes your future. They're going to be in the future business. Neither of those teams are going to be contending for the next several years. Let's just put it that way. The Phoenix Suns ain't going nowhere. Kevin Durant's still going to be there. Booker, Chris Paul. Sounds like to me they're going to run it back with a healthy squad plus a full calendar season. You never know. They may be in line for winning the title next year. You never know how the cards are dealt. I mean, you got a lot of potential teams that could be representing the West other than the Denver Nuggets. And guess what? The Los Angeles Lakers is not one of them. Clippers. Let's not forget about the Clippers. Oh, let's forget about the Clippers, because the Clippers, they got a lot of soul searching to do. Are they going to pay this? Are they going to pay this huge cap hit that they're going to take? Or are they going to trade one of those players to get a bunch of decent players, similar to like what the Los Angeles Lakers had to do? Decisions, decisions. But LeBron James is definitely, I know this is a PR stunt. LeBron James ain't going nowhere. He's not going to retire anytime soon. LeBron James really wants to play long enough to play with one of his sons, which is a possibility. One of his sons has been selected to USC. They say that he's a stud. Maybe 1 year of college could do him, and then he goes into the NBA. LeBron James got one more year with the Los Angeles Lakers. And then possibly reuniting, and it feels so good, with his son, and playing the next couple of seasons wherever his son gets drafted. I know his son is legit, but I don't know if he's legit. I don't think he's a top 10 pick in next year's NBA draft. He can do some extraordinary things to prove to us differently. I do feel like ultimately he's going to be picked, and he's going to be selected a little bit too high, because there's going to be a lot of teams out there that's going to gamble on, and they're going to win. Okay, if we pick his son, that means LeBron wants to play for us. LeBron playing for us means more butts in seats. Means that we're going to be selling a lot of tickets, a lot of parking, a lot of commission. We're going to be in the money. But to me, and like I said about Victor, I always felt that Victor should be selected to an organization that pretty much has been there, done that, that's solid, that's got a solid ownership, got solid coaching, and that would play huge in Victor's progression in the NBA. And I do feel, in a smaller stint, that should apply to Bronny James. But I feel like whoever selects him, they're going to have to also deal with his father. So I think his father's going to have a lot of influence, and they're going to make Bronny James' life a little bit better. But like I said, it's all about which organization is going to draft him. There's a possibility that he could be drafted to the Detroit Pistons. Ouch. He could be drafted to a team that has no direction in their front office, coaching, that's just going through the motions. And maybe having a LeBron James in that organization will speak in volumes and help the organization as well as helping his own son. You never know. Or maybe LeBron James is too much involved, and it can make life difficult for his son. We're going to find out. But I just talked a couple of minutes. We talked about his retirement. He's talking about retirement. And then we're talking about the possible future. And when you equal those situations, I just don't see LeBron James retiring this offseason. Once again, I said this in my live stream on Just My Opinion podcast, and I'm going to continue to say this. This is nothing more, nothing less but a PR stunt, so the people could be talking about LeBron James muddling over retirement, then the Los Angeles Lakers getting swept, LeBron James getting swept yet again. And then you have all these other storylines in the rumor mill, the possibility of, you know, getting Kyrie Irving and trading Anthony Davis. The Los Angeles Lakers, I feel like this is the second team I'm going to say this to. And I said this to the Memphis Grizzlies. The Memphis Grizzlies next year, this is do or die. This is rise or fall for the Memphis Grizzlies. If the Memphis Grizzlies do not be competitive and be in the playoffs and win a playoff series, that coaching staff might as well be looking for another team to coach for. Those players that the Memphis Grizzlies done selected and developed and trusted, their future is not that great either. And the future of John Morant, depending on how long he's been suspended, and if he comes back from suspension, can he have a redemption tour? His future is in question. Now, I said that about the Memphis Grizzlies. And I feel like it's just do or die for the Los Angeles Lakers. If they don't make it back into the playoffs, at least win one series, then this can go from bad to worse for the Los Angeles Lakers. I think they're going to already start talking about rebuilding unless they got enough ping pong balls to select Bronny James, and they use that as a ploy to keep LeBron James playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. But if they, I just don't think he's going to be picked that high. Depending on the Los Angeles Lakers' success this year, now they could be in Struggleville and be below 500 and have the possibility of getting a top 10 pick. I can see them going in. I can see them doing this when they start spiraling out. I can see them trading some of their assets to get a bunch of picks later in the first round, or possibility in the second round, so they can secure themselves of getting Bronny James. They can package those picks, or they can wait patiently to select Bronny James in whatever position. But all of this hinges on whether or not he's going to go into the NBA after one season. And if they on course of doing that, then they're rebuilding. You can kiss whatever assets they have right now goodbye, including AD. And you know, that's pretty much it, guys. Just letting you guys know, no more Tuesday show. Maybe. I got some ideas. If those ideas don't flow through, then we're just only gonna do shows on Saturday. I really do appreciate the people that have been paying attention to my podcast. As always, rate, comment, subscribe. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Dom One. I'm up out of here. I will see you guys next time around. All right? I'm up out of here.